Loiners.
Oh, DJ name. DJ what?
Shame Co. Diamonds.
Welcome back. We're here at the Zeus Down Show. We got JoJo in the house visiting from Arizona. What's up, JoJo?
Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, Phoenix. Pacific. It's a very large state. But like, hey, what's up?
And now it's a blue state.
It is a purple state.
Oh, is it purple state?
I don't know how to like classify that. What do you do when you do like 51-49? Like 51% one side, 49%. Like, isn't that a purple state?
Let's ask Carrie Lake. She knows about color.
I thought we were going to talk about politics, Uriah. Just kidding. Yes, I am from Arizona, and it's a blue state.
Yeah, so, thanks for or purple state, whatever.
Clearly,
I don't give a
we're
going to
have a really fun time.
But thank God they voted for her. Freedom, I guess.
I threw the whole thing off.
Yeah, you guys went skating. Oh, you guys just got back from skating. Skater
athletes.
Girls. Dude, I feel honored to be like around skater girls. Did you guys go tagging afterwards?
Tagging.
Did you guys go do some tagging after the skating?
No, we don't like paint and skate. I mean, come on, one activity at a time.
It's about dancing.
It is about dancing.
Trying to feel the beat, trying to.
It's funny because sometimes when people ask me, I tell them I roller skate, and they're like, "Oh, you're a derby girl," and I'm like, "No, I'm not." Like, there's a lot. What are you laughing? No, but seriously.
You're built. Girl, or is it the build? I don't know.
Because I'm athletic?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I meant.
Your thighs?
Derby girl thighs. They're like muscular.
That's hot. You've got to know this. This is
hot. But it's not funny
thing. I made
you.
I made.
Wow.
Yeah, those are hot
thighs. But no.
Blushing now, Jesus. Wrong. I always ask the wrong questions.
No. It's fine. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I was actually talking about something else.
I know.
But thanks for objectifying me in this conversation. Cancel culture.
Yeah.
Sorry, you caught me off guard. Yes, I do have good thighs. I mean, I can put my whole 5 foot, like my little hand around them. Mm. But like, what the? Okay. Anyways, we went skating. We went skating tonight, and it was just really fun because it was at San Francisco Roller Derby #. SF.
It was definitely not roller derby. It was like. DJ playing some.
I know. I tried to get that DJ guy's name. Like,
90s
little guy.
Into 2000s. No, it was mostly 2000s.
He didn't know what to play. And so because there, I don't know what the city is doing as far as like hosting this event, which is a huge platform in Civic Center.
For sure.
And it's only $15, which includes skates. And then
they just need some really good DJs.
No, well, what happened was...
About good comics.
No.
Skating to comics and be like...
We all have ideas.
Like, it's good to have...
We don't
run out the hitters are like...
Brainstorm.
Yes.
Sarah and I were like definitely the best skaters there. And Sarah always...
You're the only ones there when...
There were two people there.
Okay.
They looked really cute, actually.
No, I'm sorry.
Wow, I love how you promote.
Oh, nice.
I love how you
promote. Competing against a family, you know, with a old trying to skate. You're like, right. We fucking beating that little kid's ass. Hell yeah, check this out, kid. That's a jerk.
I know this one.
Like the family's all like, no, that's why they have 18 and up. It's like, okay, I'm sorry to be ageist, but you're 2. Get out of here.
Get
like,
out of my way. Here comes Thunder Thighs. Bam, bam, bam.
What the fuck?
What I'm talking about? Means like muscle, like muscular legs.
Yeah,
I wrap these things around people.
Okay. This is a family show. This is a family show. Come on now.
Oh, now it's a family show.
Now it's a family show. Yeah. Right,
give me my wine. Just kidding.
No. But you're missing the point. Is that it was a it's a dance. What did you call it? Skate jam.
Jam. Oh, skate the jam. Skate jam. So here's the thing.
There were 2 other dudes that were. They were getting their groove on too, and it
Sarah
was cool
and I are like getting
them.
Up like right now, and like because, we're just
yeah because this, they were like you know a couple of them were like hey, just let me try to pretend I'm skating right
like,
now.
Like it's
so
all
Sarah's,
90s
now.
Like
loafers right now.
But imagine if you were in the 90s
Walmart
right now
clothing.
And you're
oh, yeah,
like
Walmart.
Listening to like.
Kids were behind each other like that. Like, skating,
backwards.
Oh, bullshit.
No, it was true.
Like I wish I could, like, play, like, music in the background where it was just, like, you should edit this in, where it's just, like, your skate jam. So, my skate jam is, I don't know, there's a lot of songs, but it's basically slow jams. And so, as I'm, you know, slow jamming, I feel like, because I have a very, very busy life, and so slow jam roller skating is a way for me to focus and, you know, balance, and then also slow the fuck down, excuse my language, and like, so I'm like, you, I have the song in my head already, but it's like, slow down, balance on skates, and then just be like this, like, you know, and then also
it's meditative, it is a meditative, the beat is slow
like a good, you know,
it's a balance on skate, it's not like just like dancing, like you and I are both dancers, I mean we've been dancing for a long time, like not on a pole, but like, you know,
you move your body to the
beat. So here's the thing,
for the record, Sarita and I are standing up dancing in front of Uriah, who is hosting. So we are up here like
and
dancing
I'm
like
bills
this.
Right now,
Uriah is just like, I don't have a dollar.
They're
I don't
in
have a dollar
right now. They're G-strings.
I'm about to show you something that's gonna blow your mind.
And like this is supposed to be a family show.
I'm gonna blow your mind.
Oh,
I
thought you were about to say you were about to blow something else. I'm like, hey, you show. See this on Instagram. They're butt naked almost. They're in G-strings in the roller skates right now here at the Man Cave Bar and Grill. Posting out the video on, and you'll see them just like getting nasty. So go on, ladies.
Oh my God. I was telling JoJo that
the skaters I follow, I started to go further down and click on. Yes, this you call it a skate jam. You know, they're dancing, and one of the follow NC, and he does tutorials too. They like real good dance moves and stuff. And then I click on his friend, and the next thing you know, it's like these
are getting so down on the rink, and they're going around in a circle. They're on their skates, but there's a train. 6 to 8 people that are like basically doing the butterfly and roller skating at the same time.
Oh my
like
God.
Full thrust hip.
Full thrust.
You know, they're like,
she's like giving the demo right now. Oh my God.
They're eating.
That's a
pegging.
Insane.
That's like,
well, it's really nice that somebody knows porn that she looks at. So, do you guys like share what secret porn you look at as a married couple? You guys are married, and like,
I mean, this is.
Well, I'll show you. I'll share with you. This is her porn.
This should be.
I'm gonna look on her Instagram search. Like, oh my god, what the heck?
It's beautiful though.
It's okay.
It's amazing because these people are, they're like literally right on top of each other type of train.
So amazing.
Roller skates.
I really feel like this is like, okay, like just.
This is getting.
Can I just?
No,
can I just?
There's more.
Okay. But not only are they doing this.
Like the next
person.
Person in the front
at the same time.
At the same time.
Roller
skating.
Like roller skating.
Well, without the mouth too.
Yeah, without the all weird.
In the front.
That would be crazy if they're all roller skating with their lips.
Ew, Duncan!
Lips to ass. That would be.
Yeah. It sounds amazing, and so,
wow,
also,
that's beautiful, but...
In the front.
You guys on the train? Were you guys on the train?
Oh, no, that's the video.
There's more.
What the...
What are you guys doing that with the family?
Well,
there's a train of people doing this. Someone's in the front going like this.
Oh, my God.
You gotta put the mic...
Bent over.
So...
I don't know. I feel like I should marry it. Like,
all their skin.
I should be recording that.
Are you
not right now, but I will.
Look, record it.
Where's your phone? Oh, there it is.
Right now.
They are bent over. No. We'll post a video.
Yeah.
We want to do a little video so we can
post it on Instagram.
Right, well,
you don't have to be edited out, right? This portion right here.
All right.
Visualize to you, but it's how much
what? Hey, we're
live. Sarah's about to show us the beauty of.
So there's a train of people.
What are we talking about? Like background
on roller skates around. Like, this is incredibly hard to do.
Does it turn you
on? It is really hard.
Then in the.
No, Sarah, go ahead.
The person in the front.
Wait, hold on. Stop.
Is literally bent down while they're butterflying, and they can't even see where they're going.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like this, and they're roller skating. Too.
Are they holding on to each other's ankle?
Anything.
Oh wow.
I wouldn't even know this was possible.
Are you kidding me?
It's insane. It's body form.
No, I used to do that, guys. I used to roller skate like that back in the day.
But no, I think I just like realized that connection because I was friends with Uriah. I don't know about him anymore. Like, but I'm just kidding. And then I met like all of oh, are we still recording?
Yeah, I thought we were.
Oh, okay.
I just felt like the reenactment of everything you just did right now was super beautiful and super precise, and I know you because of who you're married to, whatever his name is, Lydia, and like, but no, it's so crazy that like we're like body movement.
Do you remember
when you told me I couldn't twerk? You were trying to make me twerk because I have an ass. I have a big ass. And you have like this little, it's like a cherry picking ass or something like that. And you're always mad at me. Not mad, but you're just like, look, Jordan, you're taking all these classes, like dance classes. We were both taking dance classes. And then you're like, no. And I'm all like, no, I'm like, I don't know, I was all ashamed. And like, no, and you're like, don't be ashamed. And like, I'm like, I don't know. And then like, now it's...
And now you're like just out there just shaking it. Like wherever you go, you're like, yeah, that's what I got.
I get attention.
Is that what you...
I get attention. I'm a single woman.
Yeah, you should. That's, I know, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's why I'm like,
that's all I'm gonna say on that one. But well, I just, I can appreciate just the energy. And like the other two skater people that I was inspired by were
the
doing
families.
No, these other two, okay. There was a man that was like seemed older than me. Maybe he was my same age. I don't know, but
oh, tonight.
Yeah, how he was moving. He was doing footwork, and I love that too because I want to learn that. And then
was this young
guy who was so cute. He was
Mario,
like, I'm trying
his
to
name
go
was
back.
Mario.
His
name was Mario.
I'm trying to.
Oh.
It's cute.
It was just interesting, like the as I go to things often.
The skating rink.
Well, then when you know a lot of the skaters that I met, like of Tempe Town, like skate crew. Hey, what's up? Also Zoni girls, what's up? Like
Zonies.
Man, mad respect to these people that come together. I love the community feel of it too.
Yeah, the community happened, but like, so then it's like all like literally when I go to these meetups, like it's we meet up to practice together.
Yes.
Take a break and
to the next time. Yeah, I was like really getting on to like what I was talking about.
Okay, well,
okay, all right.
Right, we'll be right back.
I'm
for the next.
Somebody give the whistle across the street.
I think those are your Tempe girls or like, hey, say what's up.
It's called Tempe.
Should we get the boys and then
Zoni
girls,
and then also shout out to Zoni girls, and then also
Yeah. We'll be right back after these. Welcome back to the Zeus Down Show. My name is Uriah Hawkins. We got JoJo in the house and Sim Sima.
Hi.
What's up, ladies?
Hi.
What's up? Sim Sima, we had an interesting conversation going on. I mean,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Can I?
Yeah, it was about hair clip, or we're talking about storms.
but
we were talking about storms. But like, I just want to put this note out there. We were talking about hair clips because I put my hair into a clip.
Yeah,
and like literally, Simsima looked at me and she's like, "How did you put your hair? We have similar hair types." And then we got into this whole conversation about clips, hair clips. But you know what? It's probably easier to talk about the storms of the Bay Area that, like, I don't know how to explain, but like, it was just funny. And then we're like, Uriah, like, get the podcast going, because this is what we do. We're just basically recording ourselves.
You guys are just weird. That's all. They come here to the Man Cave Bar and Grill, and they expect so much from a man. It's crazy. It's hard to explain, but I would like to call it the man show, but you know, the ladies roll in and I'm very appreciative. I'm gonna be canceled right now, actually. That's like
my mouth is wide open right
now.
Just happened.
This just happened
right now.
This is for a mature audience. Okay. This is for a mature audience.
Mature
audience. Yes, the La Mature audience.
Of a guy that's like yelling at women?
No, yeah. Wow. So it's no Gen Z, no millennials. Starts from Generation X to boomers, and that's it. And you say mature audience.
Wow. Didn't expect to be insulted.
Mature audience, guys. Like geriatric. Geriatric. Like geriatric audience.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Bay Area. This is why what we do on the Zeus Down show is talk about the subjects that are on the wall so we don't have to listen to Uriah.
Jesus, man.
we're on subject number three, storms.
Well, it's
right.
It's supposed to be more free flow. We were talking about hair clips from the 50s.
You just created.
We're talking about hair clips. Women's hair clips.
We're rated 100% across this entire house.
Yeah. So welcome back to the Zeus Down Show. We've been just having a great time, you know. Even though I sound like misogynistic and boomer-esque, I'm really not like this, you know.
So it's cool. Yeah, his wife.
All right, let's just move on. Let's just move
his
on.
His wife changed. The
Again, this is
right
for
now.
Mature audiences only. No Gen Z. No millennials. Let's get going.
Right, so let's get going on. Storms in the Bay Area. I heard like recently that, or since I've come back here, that this is the storms that you guys were having, and like me relocating to Phoenix, and you know, I moved to Phoenix and like in the pandemic, and like which was crazy, but like whatever. And so, of course, I lived here for 15 years. I'm very concerned about my Bay fam. And, like, so all these storms that have been going on, I'm like, is it real? Is it going on? Is it real? Is it going on?
Yeah.
And, like, so what I heard, and you guys can tell me if it's different, what I heard is that it is the largest storm. I'm talking specifically about the San Francisco Bay Area, because I know LA has their own stuff. I know like Santa Cruz has their own things. You know, bless up Santa Cruz.
Bless up
Santa Cruz.
Because they got some.
Yeah, no, they got hit hard.
Know, all, and
that the one always in that area always has some shit. Like.
I know.
That's
because
they're gonna have to.
It's
build
so
like
beautiful
a, that's
to
like
live
a
there,
whole
but
other,
it is hard
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I'm talking specifically San Francisco, Oakland, and like, so the flooding was like so bad, and like the sewage, and what I've been looking on the on
oh, no.
what we get when I, you know, I don't live in California anymore. And so I'm just like, oh my God, it like hurts my heart. And so I asked, so can you guys comment on that?
Yeah. Well, so where we live, our cars were flooded in the, We had to live on a roof. It's crazy. We had to live on the roof.
Wait, and, what?
Yeah. It was like we're saying Katrina.
Here? You are a liar. I hate you. Like,
no, I'm serious. It was crazy.
I literally can't stay here anymore.
It took, it took 10 days for the FEMA to come and pick us up on the helicopter. It was crazy.
Wow.
All I'm saying is that the media likes to hype it up sometimes. I mean, there's definitely regions affected, but we didn't have to experience it because we live in the hills. We live in the hills, and yeah. What? What's wrong?
That's great.
We live in Skyline. We're at 1142 Skyline.
Wow, is that somebody that you want to murder? Or
no, that's just like, a mansion.
Whose fucking address is that? Like, nobody. That's not even a real address. Like,
look what happens when there's storms. Wow. I mean, people get desperate.
That's right.
I guess.
That's what happens. Wow. You break into their house, their mansions, and then you take over. And
I was trying to have a real conversation.
I mean,
right now.
I thought it was cool to hear some thunderstorms. Like,
oh yeah, we did have thunder.
And we saw lightning.
Cue the music.
That was cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Riders in the storm. Yeah. Cue like what was the name of that band? Like, oh my god, I'm so high right now.
It hailed here too.
Oh yeah, it hailed.
I'm sorry. I just was thinking that it hailed.
Now you guys know the weather.
It like, fucking
what
hailed.
What was the name of that band?
It was cool.
The Doors. Sorry. It hailed
it hailed and it was crazy and I was like, just for a little bit. I mean, it's not that crazy. It's just that it was cool. It was cool. That was a fun day. Like, it was like, oh shit, it's hailing
totally
now.
Yeah.
You know, and we need the water, so it's like more water. Okay, more water.
So that's the other myth that I heard about California is with all of the rain that California is now officially out of a drought. And I didn't know that California was in a drought. I mean, we had the big drought in like, what year was that? Like, I want to say like 2016.
Are you referring to the vacation house that we did? That
no.
That remember there was supposed to be a lake house, but the lake was gone.
Yeah,
it was like really it was like a puddle.
Oh my god, that was
that showed drought to me.
What year was that?
What
remember
that's
all
where we
went.
Saw our friend upside down and our eyes contacted.
Oh,
what are you guys talking about?
Well, we went to a lake house. Like,
there was
Sully
a bunch
was
of
there.
Us.
Like, and it was like a like, and Chad had sex with like some
pool.
Random person in front of everybody. Like,
no, I wasn't there. Wait,
you?
Oh my God. I wasn't there.
It was supposed to be a lake house, and
Fred's
the
there.
Lake wasn't
Fred
really
was
there.
There. Was there? It was. It was like it had to.
It was
like
a fun.
It was like a whole bunch of
and
us.
We
dancing.
All like we got like an Airbnb and like
on a lake house.
On a lake that house, but the there. Lake, the water was. Are you serious?
That
I
am
was
serious.
The most drowniest.
Oh
my of droughts god! No. Okay.
Drowning.
So let me
okay. Drowniest of droughts. We were at a lake.
Let me
wait. Did we get the pontoon boat? Is that the pontoon
no,
boat?
No,
no,
no.
It was
no.
supposed to be
like,
a lake
let
house.
Me, let me refresh your memory.
Okay. Was it, and it was a pond.
It was like marshland.
It was marshland, but we also had the pool. Like there was a pool there.
There was a pool there.
There was a pool and
trees
there was a two-story house and like that.
It was in the wilderness, kind of.
Wait, were you?
Oh, there? Wait. Yeah. That was in July. In July, before we got this.
Yeah,
and everybody was like really super disappointed because we couldn't like.
There
like
no
initially,
lake.
The Airbnb was rented because we were like, "Oh, it's like a little house on this pond." And then when we all arrived, the pond because the California water levels
that's
were
right.
like so low. And then Jen and I remember, of course, Jen, like she just like we cleaned out like the little paddle boat that was like
oh my God.
Downstairs, and she was like, "We're gonna."
Have any lake? We were expecting
to go to a lake house And instead, everybody just drank their face off.
Yeah.
Like, we just got drunk the whole weekend, and it was like a mess.
Was it like a stone house?
No,
like stone?
I don't remember. Remember those girls that were on acid? Those girls that were on acid, and they were like sitting by the tree, and they were just like,
I do remember.
I don't know who brought them.
I do remember.
Somebody brought something.
There was a wooden patio.
Yes.
Yeah, wooden patio. Yeah.
And, like, and
oh
then
God,
so we're
yeah.
like, what do we do? Like,
and there was redwoods around.
Yes.
And Erica and Dan were there.
And so, like, I just remember Jen and I, like.
No, you guys were cracking me up. It was like, because you guys, everybody was like, what are they doing?
Trying to go for that lake, but that was a drought.
It was a drought. Yeah, you
it
guys were in a pond.
I mean,
yeah,
that time, like, was drought.
It was bad.
Because even traveling to there, I just
that
feel
was
like
a long story to talk about the drought in California.
Oh my
that's
God.
Right.
But Jojo, let me tell you
what,
this.
How
I love you, Fred.
Oh, that's right.
It was 2014, I think.
Yeah, you're right, because Zeus is a good gauge.
Yeah,
because
I would have had him. I didn't have him.
Wait, yeah. What year did you have pregnant with Zeus?
2016.
In 2016?
Yeah, this was pre-2016. It was. It must have been 2014 when we bought this house.
Oh.
We bought this house.
Oh.
But anyway, hey, so check this out. I want to tell you one more thing about that.
Right.
We went to Napa. We went to, or I mean Sonoma. And
can
Sonoma.
You edit that out?
Oh,
Listen, I need to tell you something. Sonoma, we went there recently, and it looked like there was a lake there.
Oh.
It looked like the landscape changed completely.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was a lake.
There
it
was,
I'm,
that's right.
It was
this
weird.
Was on Sunday.
I was like, what the fuck is there
this
a
Sunday,
lake
it was
in Sonoma?
This past, it was still
it
wet.
It is so wet and marshy and
what's marshlands
flooded.
That we passed through?
Yeah.
Marshall? Marshlands. Marshlands. Oh my God.
Yeah, Marshall is like through Sonoma and all of that. So I went to
I didn't know that.
You guys know Marshall, like Bay Area, like, so I went to the Bay Area, or I'm sorry, what's it called? Hog Island. Bay, like on my lunch yesterday, and it's like
do all of that and
yeah.
I met really interesting people. Like, yeah, this one guy thought I was a hooker. And so, like, he bought all of my food.
Okay.
And then
where was this at?
Hot Island Oyster Farm.
It was like when you got here?
Or
2 days ago or something.
No way.
Wow.
I didn't tell you the story. Like, he was drunk out of his mind, first of all. He had a lot of money, ex-military. Oh, wow. Imagine that. And, like, he walked up to the bar, and, like, I was literally about ready to pay. And then, because I had to go back to work. Like, I mean, I just went there for oysters. I was enjoying the oysters. I was, like, really taking my time. Like, oh, wow, this is from Washington. This is from, well, okay, separate story. Anyway.
So what happened? He just asked you, hey.
No, he came
up
and he's like,
or?
No, he came up and he's like, hey, can I get that glass of wine for you? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, fine. And then he's like, and then I was getting ready to leave and I was like, hang. And he's like, I'll take care of that for you. And then he gave me $100 cash. And I
did
was
you take
like,
it?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, I took
you're
it.
You're a hooker. You're a hooker. You take it.
No,
right
but
there.
Then
yeah.
I could tell it.
That's
no,
sex
I'm a
worker?
Husband.
No, that's hooking.
I mean,
that's hooking.
Oh, that's
no.
just hooking.
Hooking.
Oh, is he hooking?
No,
is
I was hustling.
Yeah, so like,
that's how
hustling.
The hook
you
got the
hook.
Okay.
You
got to
hustle because this guy clearly didn't know
yeah,
what the fuck was going on.
Oh, my
and
God. Okay, we're going to have to edit this out. I just took advantage of a drunk man who was incapacitated.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
I didn't say DK, so it's all right.
No, but he, like, so I talked to him because he bought me a drink and I had to, like, spend time with him, like, with my drink. But I go back, like, to work. And
we call you a hooker.
He just, I was, and he's like, oh, like, the bartender, I was there for like a good hour before he showed up, and like, man, I took his money for sure.
Damn.
Like, wow. This is so interesting.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you gotta watch out for JoJo. I know she operates.
I didn't do anything. I was just sitting there. I was just sitting there.
I was just sitting
there.
I was sitting there watching the man from a corner.
I was about
watching
ready to leave,
drunk.
But
is there just men giving hundreds out?
I was
eating my butter that I had on my feet.
No,
my
I swear this.
Oh my god!
You guys, like, women in their 40s are like really hot right now.
Yeah, watch out, Gen Z. Gen Z, watch out for the women.
I know. I'm talking to this like little
Gen Z and Gen X. What is up with that?
What are we talking about, Bay Area?
What's up next?
Well. We're just talking about JoJo.
That happened, but then after,
you know, that's
wait,
his,
can
you
I,
know,
can
he
I,
was
can
drunk
I,
and
can
he
I
was
finish
just
the story. Brr. Like afterwards, I actually felt like kind of
amazing.
A little cringe. I felt like kind of cringe because it was. Yeah, I went along with like the whole like okay, fine, like yeah, pay for my. I mean, I had oysters. I was at Hog Island.
Oysters will do it to you.
Make you make
hustle people
but
too. I'm
it
like,
just
I'm gonna...
also made me feel a little cringe. I'm like, but he said he. I made $180 that lunch.
Wow.
Oh, that's like, that's like hooking.
It's not. I didn't. Do
why did
anything.
He call you a hooker?
You said he called you a hooker.
No, I said I called myself that.
Oh.
Go back to the.
Hey.
Go back
thank
to the.
Like.
He didn't call me a hooker, but
I felt like it.
Oh.
He was offering after he paid for everything. I'm like, you don't even know me. And he
oh,
was
gotcha.
All like, and I'm like, well, you
don't even know me. I'm like a bill.
You know, I'm like, you don't even know me.
You didn't ask for anything at the end of this?
Yeah, you didn't ask for his name?
I like a phone number.
He's me drunkenly.
He's texting
oh, shit,
you
know? Should tell him to call in. Tell him to call in. Say,
doing a podcast. I met some guy.
Let's do it.
We do a separate podcast.
Can
which
we?
Is called These Fools.
I think
I can one number actually
no,
for this.
He has a lot of money. He has a
okay,
lot
talk
of
to him.
Money. No, I don't want to talk to him. Like, honestly, I mean, he'll call me. I'll figure it out. It's all business arrangements. And he didn't seem to get that initially, but he will get it. And, like,
He will get it. Oh, my. What are you, Mistress JoJo?
Whatever. What's the next topic?
All right, next
wow,
topic is
I'm
just
so
like want to stick with it. I want to stick with this, Mr. JoJo.
Well, maybe this is
what,
to be continued, right? Here
yeah. So we're gonna take a break. I'm like, oh, I gotta.
Wow.
This is a lot to take in,
right?
I mean, damn. Like, this is
juicy. This is some juicy. Yeah.
I'm
gonna stick with this topic. This is amazing.
How do you do this? How do you get something paid and like?
I think we should have him call in. I'm going to see if
I
can get
okay,
the
link.
All
right. So
we need opinions.
We'll be right back. These sponsors.
Here at Shane Co., we party here at the Man Cave Bar and Grill. I'm taking a break from my diamonds because here at the Man Cave Bar and Grill Zeus Down Show, we have people bringing us water and diamonds. So tune in Sunday night, Super Bowl, Man Cave Bar and Grill, Zeus Down Show.
Welcome to the Zeus Down Show here at the Man Cave Bar and Grill. Again, we got JoJo and Sim Simma on the mics.
Wow, okay,
I know.
COVID.
I know.
Voice.
I got. That's,
wow, have
yeah.
you been tested recently or what? Like,
it happens, yeah. It
yeah.
happens.
Bay Area bubble only came up because. Me, as a visiting guest from, I live in Phoenix now, and for the listeners that are just joining in, the listeners that are just joining in, yeah, I live in Phoenix now, but I was here for a long time, and so, like, if you've ever lived in San Francisco or Oakland, and you go anywhere else,
oh, boy.
You realize... that there is a Bay Area bubble. And I'm
I'm sure that you guys all know about this, but it's very apparent. I had am I on speaker?
Yeah.
Wow, did you just, I don't know, when I moved to Phoenix specifically, I had a lot of culture shock. There was a lot of culture shock, and I also moved during the pandemic, so like everything was culture shock, but Lord have mercy. I'm sorry, you guys know in the Bay, you are in a bubble. There is no other, but it's not like New York, it's not like, you know, Chicago or anything like that. The Bay Area is so, I'm not going to be negative.
Amazing.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Amazing. What did you say? I'm just
amazing.
Kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm not getting Oakland on you. Amazing. I'm getting Oakland on you. Like, but no, it is an immediate bubble. And
see,
like,
I'm in that bubble and I need to get out more.
Well, it's not only me, but like, ask any of your friends, like ask your best friend, like that has left the Bay Area and to move somewhere else. It is. Okay. Welcome to America, like in the real world. Like, I live in a state that's like 50 red, 50 blue. Like, it's just like, hello, welcome to the rest of the world. Like, it's culture shock. And I mean, when I moved to Phoenix, I was like, where's the, how do I recycle? Because there are certain cities in the city that don't recycle. And I'm like, freaking out in my mind, like I'm getting my stomach, it like clenches up. They're like, we don't recycle. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean. So I started a recycling program at my company, and like, because I just felt so bad because I was like on this robot machine of like living in the Bay Area, and like, but they actually recycled at the actual recycling facilities. And so, but like for me, like putting, I don't use plastic, like first of all, but like just getting or getting plastic bags, like go to the grocery store. Oh my God, I have a plastic bag. Oh my God, I'm a horrible person. Like, it just like all these conditions that like came down, and like, it was just, you know, I felt like I moved to Mars, but literally I just left the Bay Area.
So
what are you saying? Are you
hear what I was just saying?
Well, no, I'm just asking to see, like, are you, what mindset do you like? Are you now a Republican or
so, or I love how this conversation is going.
Are you a Republican or a cinema, or what's her name? Cinema.
Kristen Cinema.
Cinema.
S Y N E.
She has a confusing.
like cinnamon.
I love that you like.
Like, fuck it up. I fuck it up.
I think that's like cinna. Like cinnamon, cinema.
So this is bubbled. This is bubbled.
Yeah, this is bare. This is what happens.
Yeah.
When you're in San Francisco, you mess up the cinema.
Yeah, so just
name,
because I live in a hot state, like, you know, like Florida or.
That's
Arizona.
Not Trump.
Oh boy, I thought we were in American politics.
Yeah.
I know. We're not supposed to talk about
we're talking about Florida.
I know.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
Oh, ding, ding, he doesn't ding, know. Ding. Like, just kidding. What was the question? I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was under interrogation.
Well, it was the bubble.
Okay. So you heard it. You heard it first here. Jordan turning Republican. To be on.
What is wrong with you? Because. Wow, that's so funny, Uriah. Like, I thought your comedy career was going off.
Oh, no, it's
like,
not.
Like, yeah,
trust
apparently
me.
It's not.
No. I'm just here with
my amazing, beautiful friends.
And your wife.
Your friends.
Oh, she's my friend.
You're my friend? That's your wife.
I don't know. It's... Wife sounds like slavery. I'm like, no, that's just.
Oh, but.
That's my wife. That's my wife over there.
Oh, I'm taking a breath. Okay. Oh, and like, so who's from Arizona?
I don't know. I'm a feminist, so I'm just.
But your wife is your slave?
No, that's why I don't call her my wife. I mean, I do, but it's, I feel like it's kind of like a slave name, like wife. Now, how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel the same way as me or no?
Son? Is it okay if you call your son son? You call your son son, but you can't call your wife wife? Like,
I call him son, but I don't call him boy. I'm like, hey, boy. No, I don't. That's racist right there. So.
Wow.
Racist.
I have to go watch a movie. Like,
Oh, speaking of which, we're watching Yellowstone. You've been watching Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, let's change the subject. Yellowstone is awesome. It's a really good show that connects. I don't know. I've always been a fan of Westerns, but it really does tell about, I mean, Montana and, like, all of that, but, like, also, so what I did when I watched it, it was, what's the show before Yellowstone that, like, tells, like, the, it's, like, the precursor for Yellowstone? Do you guys know that one?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, it was like a precursor to Yellowstone. I'm, like, wrapping myself in a native blanket as I
talk about this.
I'm, like, literally wrapping myself in a native blanket as I talk
about this. Oh, I'm so sitting like, I should
no,
give it
it's
to
like
you.
The precursor. No, it's Sevian. Sevian.
This is a quilt I made, actually. No. So you can have this quilt.
I'm all checking my phone, like, somebody's texting me. Nobody loves me. I'm
it's the skater girl.
Oh, well, let's
I
not
just
go
did
there.
A big major eye roll. I was. But anyways,
Yellowstone. Yeah. So, yeah, I just like it because it's a fresh perspective. Kevin Costner is amazing. Mm-hmm. And, like, the daughter, like, the one daughter, like, in the role, she is such a badass. She seems like a completely heartless bitch initially. Well, she is a completely heartless bitch, but you know what happens after time and time? We lose our heart, and you have to be that way.
Damn.
Identify with her, but she's hot and like she's all like, making money moves. She is so fucking good, and like, shout out. Also, like, Kevin Costner is good, but it's just, like, it has, like, these, the reason I like it is because it has, like, these roles between, the ranchers and the natives, and I don't know if we talked about this earlier where y'all watching, like, Reservation Dogs or, like, whatever, like, I just feel like there's this, well, I'll take that back. I don't feel like there is a resurgence of Native American culture and like Native American culture and films and like everything. And like, same with like Asian culture too. Like, all the Asian culture like films are like blowing up. Also, blast out to Phoenix. Like, Phoenix Film Fest is February 12th to the 15th. So, Phoenix Film Fest. February 12th to the 14th, it's going on. Can't wait to go. There's going to be a lot of amazing movies out there. And so,
You heard it first here on Zeus Town Show. Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, I totally signed up because I used to go to, like, not to diverge. I feel like I'm diverging, but I'm diverging. I used to go to the Native American Film Fest out.
I remember you invited us one time.
Every year.
We saw some.
And I would go, you guys came with me to some. Mm-hmm. Every year I would go just by myself or like if I could encourage people because there's not a lot of natives in the Bay. Like, I mean, I can probably count on like one hand how many I've met. But like now that I've moved back to Phoenix and like been in my hometown and like been all this stuff, it's like, it's just I'm talking about Native American.
Sorry.
No, but I was just saying that there is. Jesus Christ.
Speaker.
Americans here.
It's just, you know, from Central America and.
Indigenous people,
Mexican. And,
okay, fine. Indigenous.
It's just talking, a different type of native, I mean, you know. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true, but like even no, I know that's probably true. That's like but you guys know closest my
indigenous
background.
That are
like,
I mean, all around.
Like, Sarita and I are probably like as native as you're gonna meet out here, and like we're.
Are
like,
you like? But partial. We're
we're hair sisters. We're hair sisters.
Yeah, you guys are hair sisters.
Yeah, we have the same hair. Like, it's so weird. Like, we have to talk about like what hair products we use because our hair is like wiry and like
yeah.
gray and like well, I mean I color my hair, but like I mean
you got
but like
nice
like,
hair yeah, right now because mine is.
That's a trip because it is
probably you guys like Asian, like more Asian native because you know from that part, and then the native
from the north
is like from the jungles, you know, moving up north, you know, like Mexico to El Paso. It's just this.
What are you saying about the hair?
There's like different natives. You know, you guys are from China, and then native
wow. South America, Central.
Are, and the hair
from the jewels, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different.
Something like that. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Something like that.
But yeah. So
because,
I didn't really
because
meet...
you didn't you know you're like there's no natives here, but there is natives here. That's the thing. It's
oh,
not the natives that
the
you
term.
You're your
people of
I
natives. You're that. That
like we
there
grew
there
up
is
on
a division.
Reservation.
Yeah, there. I mean,
we
there is
up,
a division.
Like we grew
division.
Up on a reservation,
right?
Like I grew up on a reservation,
right?
Like in Arizona.
Meanwhile,
like,
those natives didn't. So I don't know. It's just
that's what I'm talking about. Like when I like I literally grew up on a reservation, and so. I don't know what to say.
What's
like,
up?
It's funny yeah. that like people don't take me seriously when I'm all like, you guys like with my new company that I started and like all of that, Phoenix Rising for those that are listening, with my new company. This is a good segue.
But dude, there is. Bunch of natives here, and then we just don't recognize
why
it.
Why are you getting
as...
so defensive?
No, I'm not. I'm just like realizing it. I'm just like, oh, they're
wow.
After I made that statement, I was like, well, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're getting defensive.
And indigenous too. Hispanic, yeah, Hispanic from Spain and indigenous.
I think you're missing a blanket.
You know what the term is?
I think you're missing the part of
eat it, and then there was like the peach. Now we call it peach fuzzy.
What?
All right. Hey, wow. which brings us to fashion.
Fuzzy
oh, to,
fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, fashion.
Peach fuzzy
was
pants.
A good term. So, yeah.
Do you know the fashion trends right now?
Do I do the what?
Do you know the fashion trends
right
now?
Fuck no. No.
Okay.
I don't
care.
Go researching.
I just want to say, honestly, when we did our little hike this morning.
You just gotta get shit that's fitted.
Am I allowed to talk?
Wait, no, this is called a man show here. No, I'm sorry.
Wow, just mansplain more. Is it the mansplain bar and grill? Like, Jesus. I was gonna give you guys a freaking compliment. Like, when we went and watched, like, you know, your guys' child to his school,
mm-hmm.
I swear, I even told one of my girlfriends about this, and I was like, everybody's so freaking Oakland fashionable. It was like, we were walking.
Oh my gosh, yes. And like, we are walking like on the hills or whatever. What?
Nothing.
You're welcome. We were walking down, like, we were walking up and down the hills, and I'm glad I had my hat on. I would have been the only one without a hat. And, like,
wow.
And, like, but everybody had, like, just stylish, cool lounge, like, not lounge, but, like, the style here is, like, off the charts. But you guys are nice. Also artists.
No, we're just.
I'm like not focused at all.
You know that you've been like you're like a style icon, and like so.
Yeah, she needs to get back into the studio. Zoo's down to bed.
So it was just it, like for me, like part of the walk this morning was like not only the awesomeness of like taking little, you know, the little guy to school. And then also like walking through the neighborhood, but also like seeing like Oakland parents and like style, like the Oakland style scene at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
it was just like, yeah, no, but everybody was on point. Yeah, I think I only saw one person and like, you know, that wasn't, but like.
Like your Walmart sweats.
Like.
Like in the H&M.
But like everybody else was just like chilling, like they just came from like a DJ club or something like that. Like, I'm sorry, I wish we would have got like pictures of all of us because we were all, I felt like we were just like style on point, 7:30 in the morning, just walking my kid to school, like type style. It just was awesome because I mean, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, well.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now that
that's
you say
my
that,
perspective.
Now that you say that, as you kept talking, I was like, oh yeah, you know, most of the time I notice it is after school when I pick them up and I see the parents coming to pick the kids up. And I'm like, oh, everybody is always looking kind of cool. Like, I always like one garment or one style of hair or shoes or something
some,
you know, smile or whatever about
that
this person.
That is one thing, and like keeping on the topic with fashion, that is one thing that I do love and appreciate about whatever city that you're in. There is a style, but some people don't, you know, you either, I don't know if it's like, let me rephrase myself, but like, for some people, it just comes naturally to, like, just wear what you're wearing. Sarita, I feel like you are very, like, you've always been that person and stuff. Uriah tries too hard. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying raver pants.
Nowadays. Let's see if I can get back to these.
But
I love the flare. Look at this flare. It's like the biggest flare on each leg.
That would be cute. That would be cute, actually.
But
I would like to see that. That would be kind of sexy to me.
A big flare.
Like thin pants.
Flares are in.
They're in.
Nobody wears
oh
skinny
God.
Jeans
Come
anymore.
On now. Come
no, that's the thing. They
I'm yelling
are
at
in.
In back in the 90s.
They're not
only sexy, but they're
100?
Totally on trend right now.
No. Yeah.
That was 100. Yeah, 100 years ago.
You would look good with thin, you know, tight, kind of like, I guess, skinnies, all the way to the knee, and then it was a flare. Those would look so cute on you.
With a lamb chops. A couple lamb chops on each side.
I'm not feeling the lamb chops, though.
Grow my hair.
What do you think about that fashion?
Yeah, I think we should go all the way.
I was not really a fan of lamb chops.
I was talking about my...
I mean,
dress
me up in these.
The bell bottoms are cool. That is
right.
I like that.
Those
are
my
cool
body
type. Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
I'll
finish my. Okay. I have to agree. I'm sorry. We're going to have a fashion debate tonight here at the Man Cave Bar.
Bell bottoms.
Oh, like these aren't even bell bottoms, but these are just.
But that's
like
what I used to call
flares.
Them.
Yeah.
Call them flares.
Yeah, flares. And like, it's actually good
for
because I'm
wear that.
But I'm like, I know I have hips. So like for
my
body
lifetime.
Type, what?
I wore bell bottoms twice in my lifetime, and now it's coming back a third time. I'm like, nah,
yes.
Dude, I can't.
That's what's happening. It's coming back
but
a third time.
Like,
third time.
Okay, I'm sorry,
since I've been
but
born.
Like
yes.
Fashion trends go on 20,
speak for yourself.
30. Okay,
yeah.
Think about your life. 20s, 30s, like 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, because we're all going to live that long. And like, so think about every trend, like, you know, whatever you were doing. When I was in my 20s, I was living on the beach in San Diego, and I was just like, oh, I'm a beach girl. I never owned a real pair of shoes. I was wearing flip-flops all the time. And then San Francisco and like my 20s, wait, no, 20s. Wait, what did I say?
I'm thinking, yeah, in your 20s. So in my early 20s with San Diego.
In my 20s and like dealing with like walking, like 20s and 30s, walking around like all, you know, everywhere, like practically, it was just career building.
Yeah, it's different. Different footwear.
It was
yeah.
different footwear, like career build. I smoked a lot of weed. But then, and then you get to like a different city and like you, like when you go on vacation, you know, like when you go, like, let's say we go to vacation to Mexico, you have to like change your footwear, change your like stuff. Or you go to Italy.
Yeah.
Moritos, like, you go to...
Moritos, oi.
I gotta
stand up.
You know,
don't mind me.
The thing is,
I can't even talk to you guys from here, I'm sorry.
Oh, do I smell?
A little bit.
So,
I just have a very high sense of
nose smell, right, sorry, you know, I'm like... I smell something.
I just want to say that I'm down for how joking, but like I'm not partially joking, but like it's just and then also we get to hang out and she tells me all of her stories and all of that, and I love her to death.
Yeah.
And
talking about
my grandma.
Oh my god, how old is she?
89.
Oh shit.
She's 89. She's 89.
It's beans and rice. That's all it is. Beans and rice together and tortilla. Bam.
She's 89 and she has two boyfriends.
Wonder.
Get it from. That's where you get it from.
No, she's really
in the garden anymore.
Who's Wilbur?
Wilbur is one of her like friends. And like she's like, Wilbur. He doesn't.
Who's this person coming onto the line?
My grandma's boyfriend.
One of my grandma's boyfriends.
Does he just step on the property?
He even has a grandpa.
That's an old man's name, Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Okay, that's even.
No, I swear, my
grandma brings a different boyfriend.
This is
Wilbur, and then this is Wilbert.
No, it's Wilbur and Emil. I mean, I don't want to blast.
Wait, what's the other name?
I don't want to blast.
No, Emil.
Emil.
A-M-I-L. Emil.
He's like a
that
native.
Is so old.
No, you know what?
That name is like, Emil.
I don't know if I want to put this on the air. But
like
Emil. Literally, like, one of her boyfriends, he's like the, I can fix a truck or something like that. And then the other one is an artist where he, like, paints. She's so diversified as far as her. And because my grandma's awesome. And, like, and she's like, ew. So we're like, every Christmas, we're like, she's like, okay, get a present for this guy. That
she what?
She's like, can you make sure to get a present for this one? Like, we don't know who's coming at Christmas.
And she's just like, okay, well, if you can get him a tractor calendar or whatever it is. I'm like, okay, grandma, like, okay, fine. Like, and then otherwise, but if it the other one is coming at Christmas, like...
That's so sweet.
Wow.
It is
you know,
so
being
sweet,
with your grandma.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
The aunties.
Well, like your grandma to like,
yeah, no, grandma. I'm almost like grandma, like, wow,
grandma,
good.
Yeah, grandma,
really,
good.
Yeah, over the holidays,
yeah,
we
you're 89, you're 89 years
she's
old, you're born in 1923,
grandpa too.
They're the
his
same
grandma,
age,
yeah,
yeah.
His grandma, grandpa.
They're in the
yeah.
same age bracket.
Let's swing this, like, yeah, get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it, grandparents.
Get it.
Oh,
so
my God.
Cute.
Yeah, grandparents
like
are
best life, you know?
Yeah.
You just got to keep them up with that best life, you know?
Yeah.
You keep
I,
it up
like
for
she's
them.
Taking her little gummies at home because she has, like, you know, whatever. She actually, she's very, very healthy, like-ish. But, like, she has some ailments and stuff, and she just takes her gummies.
Gummies.
And she likes to watch her nightly news at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, every night. She's like, put on the nightly news. Like, and
there
like,
must be some security that comes with that, right? Like to
that's routine.
Be routine.
I
yeah.
think it's routine. Yeah.
To watch
yeah.
a show
and like, but the one thing we are really worried about is her driving.
Oh, she still drives?
She is still trying to drive, and she's still driving.
Where is she driving to?
Just between like District 5 and District 4, which is like Gila River. Shout out! I'm just gonna. But it
yeah.
is like, you know, it's like all like, I mean, real talk. She is driving from like where she lives to my parents' house, and then just to the grocery store down the street. But like, even that, like. When I stayed with her last, like, it's not that far away. It's like 20 minutes on the road.
Mm.
And, but
20
she
minutes
should,
on the road? Like, one way or? Like
one way.
Damn.
Like, well, not one way. I mean, she has to.
20 minutes on the road to go get groceries. Jesus.
That's how it used to be for me growing up.
What? Are you kidding
away.
Me?
Yeah, no.
That's nothing.
No, that's really close from where I grew up. I grew up like next to a grocery store. And, you know,
people
pretty,
that live on the Navajo Nation have to drive an hour and a half to get
oh,
groceries.
Fuck that, dude. They need to open up some more stores nearby.
No, but like seriously, like real talk. Like
real talk.
People
like,
on the Navajo Nation have to drive an hour and a
they,
half.
They shouldn't
to get
be doing
groceries.
That.
Like, no, I have
they shouldn't be opening casinos. They should be opening up stores and groceries and
right.
like that.
Oh, so easy to say.
I mean, you got a casino that's been raking in money for many years. Now let's open up, use that money for
yeah.
stores and
I
groceries.
Don't think that,
and,
I don't really think
I don't know.
All right, good night.
No, it's okay. Good night. Yeah. Like, he said Sarah.
All right. Well,
thanks for everything.
That is the end of the Zeus Down Show. My name is Uriah Hawkes. Thanks for listening. Jordan loves you so much. That's from her. Have a good night. Peace.